This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. When Congress funded a new emergency housing voucher program last year, the idea was to get unhoused people into permanent housing quickly. It was part of the federal government's pandemic response. But now, months into the program, just under 15% of the newly available vouchers have actually been used. Nina Sparling of the Publix Radio brings us an update on the program from Rhode Island.
Dale Bonanno has been homeless on and off in Providence for about 20 years. So when he got an emergency housing voucher last fall, he saw a path forward.
It's security. It's having just the knowledge and the security that I have a place to go to.
Bonanno got one of about 70,000 new vouchers the Department of Housing and Urban Development distributed nationwide last summer, a $5 billion investment in subsidized housing. But across the country, Bonanno and others have faced a huge challenge. Actually using the voucher in hot rental markets.
It's almost like having a winning Powerball ticket and you can't get to where you need to go to cash in your ticket. There's no one to give it to.
That's Karen Roy with Crossroads Rhode Island, one of the largest shelter systems in the state. And she says the voucher program has helped some people.
So the fact that they're issuing out these vouchers is the greatest news.
But in Rhode Island, HUD says most of the vouchers still haven't been used. In part, that's because the voucher only covers a certain amount of rent, and many apartments are simply too expensive. Bonanno says he came up against more than just the cost.
Everybody wants, like, you make like four or five times what the rent amount is, and like a 700 credit score and no criminal history.
Bonanno has a criminal record, and he doesn't have the credit score or monthly income many landlords ask for. Keith Fernandez is the founder of a landlord group called the Rhode Island Coalition of Housing Providers.
I think landlords have become more cautious.
He says landlords have adopted stricter requirements for tenants during the pandemic as a way to reduce risk. Bonanno says he sifted through at least 100 listings before he finally found a landlord willing to work with him.
I feel like it's given me an opportunity to start life over in a way, you know?
He just moved into his apartment, where he hopes to find a fresh start. In Rhode Island, I'm Nina Sparling for Marketplace.